Let's see if we can pull this up. I want to see what Dr. Resnick has to say.
Ronald Resnick.
Yeah, yeah.
I am an orthopedic foot and ankle specialist. I practice at Concord Orthopedics. I practice at our office in Concord, New Hampshire, as well as our office in New London, New Hampshire. I went to college at Williams College in Williamstown, Massachusetts.
Yeah, the Alumni Association loves you, don't they, Ron? How come you wear a tie for that one? You don't wear a tie for me. Huh?
Huh?
Yeah,
huh?
You slammed me for not dressing up. Dr. Ron Resnick, I know there's the specialty, the subspecialty is foot and ankle surgery. He's the foot and ankle guy. I mean, that's basically the way to do it at Concord Orthopedics. So, warmer weather, we're out of boots, we're back to barefoot, we're back to sandals. I would think that's a great time for people to roll ankles and come in and see you.
Oh, it is a good time. The weather's nice. People are outside doing more.
Yep. And without a boot, without support?
Without support. Although sometimes people feel better walking barefoot and wearing sandals because a lot of times the shoes are a little bit too tight.
If this was a perfect society, would we go barefoot or better than the shoes we wear, the heels, all that stuff? Would barefoot or sandals be the optimal way to go?
Sandals would be the best way.
Really?
Barefoot is good.
What's
however,
the drawback?
The drawback is if you step on something.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. I step on a little rock. Boom! Launches
correct.
Me. Yeah.
Or you get something in your foot. And as you said, you step on something sharp. So something like a sandal that has a little bit of support on the bottom, but doesn't confine the foot, that would be the perfect scenario.
See, I have never worn sandals. Hate sandals because of the open toe. Because if anybody's going to stub anything, it would be me. So there's a brand called Keen.
Yes.
Are you familiar with those?
Yes.
Where they've got the rubber.
Yes.
Those I wear because when I'm hitting rocks or, trying to put a boat in or whatever, that. But open-toed sandals I cannot wear.
You look clumsy, huh?
Well, that just says victim here, and I just can't do it. So, evolutionary-wise, barefoot or sandals would be the way to go, wouldn't it?
I think so.
Interesting. So, is this a busy time of the year for you? Or people?
This is a busy time. The winter, people stay inside. And actually, a lot of people leave New Hampshire in the wintertime. They go south. So the population expands and people are outside doing more and they're getting hurt more. So it is a busier time of the year.
But the hurt more, I'm assuming it's just little stuff. It's not acute stuff. It's just a rolled ankle, a tent, popped out a tendon or something, but not massive, right?
For the most part, although once the weather gets nice and the motorcycles come out, then you start getting the bigger injuries.
Why the motorcycle? What do you mean?
Motorcycle injuries.
People
crashing the motorcycles, getting hit. Those are bigger problems.
Do you get tired of just doing the general little stuff day in and day out? So you want a compound fracture? You want an Achilles tendon rupture? it's like, I need a challenge. Come on.
I like the routine. I love Achilles tendon ruptures, compound fractures. I don't think anyone really likes because compound means that the bones come out the skin, and that's not fun for anybody.
Mm. Now, we've talked to your colleagues about total joint replacement, hip and knee. Karen Boselli has talked about shoulder rebuilding. Is there an ankle, like a fake ankle, that I can put in that you take out the old one and put this in?
Ankle replacements are out there.
Oh, they really are.
They sure are. Okay. I've been in practice now. This summer will make 24 years, and they've been out there for over 24 years. The thing is, they're not as good as definitely not as good as a hip or a knee. Not as good as a shoulder. We're still kind of learning how to do them and what's the best design for them. There are a lot of different companies that make them now, They're not experimental. They're being done. I personally don't do them. I think.
I was going to say, how many have you done?
I think a procedure called a fusion of the ankle works great. People do really, really well with that. And the ankle replacements, we just don't know. We don't know how long they're going to last. They're definitely getting better.
Mm.
But for me, if I had an arthritic ankle, I would have my ankle fused.
Yeah, but if you're fused, doesn't that cut down on the mobility?
It limits the mobility.
It does.
However,
What's the advantage then?
Of the fusion?
Yeah.
You get rid of pain and you're done. And people do really well. The thing with the ankle,
How does it get rid of the pain?
Because with an arthritic joint, it right. hurts when it moves.
Okay.
So right. if you okay. fuse it, yep. it doesn't move. So it's an arthritic joint. So you get rid of the joint, basically.
But does that, and obviously it would depend on where the configuration, but doesn't that kill my lateral movement?
Fusing your ankle kills your up and down movement.
Up and down, okay.
It kills your up and down movement. Now, you say, well, yes, with an ankle replacement, you'll still have some movement in the ankle, but a lot of people have arthritis, have limited motion before they have the operation done. And if you have limited motion before the ankle replacement, a lot of times you have limited motion after the ankle replacement. Now, you do have a little more motion with the ankle replacement than you would with the ankle fusion, but it's not as great as people think, and we don't know how long it's going to last.
That was my next question. Yeah.
You have a hip or a knee done, you know it's they're going to last 15 years, 20 years. With the ankle replacements, we keep coming up with different designs because the ones that have been done haven't worked. So you have one done now, maybe it'll last 5 years, maybe it'll last 10 years, we just don't know. Whereas if we do an ankle fusion, I know you're going to be good for a long, long time. So ankle replacements may be the thing. It's getting there. I don't think we're quite there yet.
See, I, and again, we spend a lot of time talking about hip and knee. But I would think that the ankle is as complicated or more than the hip and knee. I mean, with all the load bearing, the up, down, left, right, all the things that it does, it would be hard to replicate that.
The basic problem with the ankle replacement is for a hip replacement, basically it's what we call a ball and socket.
Right.
So when you do a hip replacement, you have a socket on one side and you have a ball and it moves. The knee joint is more like a hinge. So it just right. kind of goes forward and backwards. The right. ankle is kind of a combination of the two. It's a hinge, but there's also rotation, which is why it's harder to replicate. And on top of that, the bone that you're fixing the replacement to in the ankle, the talus, is a very small bone. So those are the problems with the ankle replacement.
Mm. Now, there are some people from time to time, I have not been one of them, but I know some people who have worn sandals, gone barefoot, have broken a toe, like the second or third toe. There's not a lot you can do. I mean, you maybe splint it, but you can't. I mean, what do you do when you break your one of your little toes?
You talk about strange things.
Yeah.
So I knew I was coming on the radio, so last week I was.
Oh, you did show prep, Ron?
I was trying.
Look at you.
Well, I was trying to come up with topics. Okay. You always come up with the topics. So I had some patients, and they had said that they had listened to the show, and I said, "Well, what do you want? What do you want us to talk about?" And they hadn't come up with anything, and so I was thinking about what would be a really, kind of a common topic that we haven't talked about. And on my way over here, I was thinking of toe fractures.
Look at that.
And we didn't speak about this.
You and I are simpatico. No, we got that whole thing going on.
You just brought it
on.
Up. It's, yeah. It's like, wow.
That's it. See?
That's a little scary.
We've been doing this for so long, Ron.
So I wanted to talk about toe fractures because I see a lot of them, particularly this time of the year, because people are going barefoot.
Yep. See, I look dumb. It's a disguise run. Okay. It's a good disguise, but it's.
And you don't have the jacket and tie on
today
either.
No, more informal today.
Yes. So, it's very common. Even in the winter, it's common. People tend to bang their toes into furniture, chairs, the legs of dressers, things like that.
And so, it hurts like hell.
And it hurts. Oh, and it man. Hurts. And toes are very different than fingers. So we're not going to talk about fingers in terms of fractures. So basically, the principle we use, and let's talk about the little toes, the second, third, fourth, and fifth toe, mm-hmm. not the big toe. But for all the little toes, pretty much the important thing is the toe crooked? So when you break it, yep. if it's sticking up or it's turning to the side, we have to do something. We have to straighten it. So
what does that involve?
Well, usually it involves in the office, we numb your toe up and we manipulate it back into place. And for the most part...
Manipulate's a fancy word of saying you just reef it back in where it's supposed to be.
We reduce it.
Yeah, okay, good.
We reduce it in place.
Okay.
And that's pretty much all that needs to be done. So if you have a broken toe and when you stand, if the toe will be fat, it'll be swollen... But if it looks pretty symmetric, similar to your other foot, we're not going to really do much for those toes. We'll have you tape a couple of the toes together. Sometimes if it's really sore, we'll put you in a little removable cast. Mm-hmm. The important thing here with these broken toes, and people do it, they come in a couple of weeks after, I stub my toe, I think I broke it, it's still hurting. Broken toes take a good 3 to 4 months till you forget about it.
Really?
It's annoying.
Is that nerve?
Just you're walking on them and it takes time for the bone to heal. So 3 to 4 months, it's going to be sore. Now, it'll keep you from doing a lot of things for the first couple of weeks. But after that, it's annoying. You know it's there. Your shoes are a little bit tighter. But most of the time, you're not going to do any damage. And I've had people who've broken a toe and wanted to run a 5K. I said, well, you can do it. It's going to be sore, but you're not going to really do any harm to the toe.
Now, why am I taping two together as opposed to just taping the one toe?
Because you're splinting it.
Oh, okay.
So you're using the other toes as a splint.
I got you.
Okay. And again, it's for comfort. It usually feels better if it's splinted next to another toe. The other thing about the broken toes is that someone will go to the emergency room, convenient MD, our acute injury clinic, and again, an x-ray, you got a broken toe. Then someone will order another x-ray three or 4 weeks later of the toe, and they come back and it's not healed. Mm. That's normal.
Oh, it is?
That's normal. It's not going to be healed at 3 or 4 weeks. Again, it's probably going to be about 4 months that until the x-ray shows that it's healed. So I end up seeing a lot of people who've broken a toe, and then someone checked it 4 or 6 weeks later because it's not healing.
Right.
That's normal. So again, so long as the toe is straight,
yep.
we're not going to really do a whole lot.
So that's all you could. So if it's angled left, it's right, angled, up, down.
We need to straighten it. Because otherwise it won't fit into your shoe.
And then other than that?
That's for the little toes. Now, the big toe is a little different because the big toe is a little more important.
Okay.
So there.
Why is it important?
More for balance, stability, push off.
Okay.
With the big toe, there's two bones in the big toe. There's the bone where your nail is, and then there's the bone that is a little more proximal to that, which is part of the joint that moves the toe up and down.
Okay.
The
why does the bone? I thought the ligaments moved it up and down. What?
No, I meant just it's part of the joint that goes up and down.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So if you think here using the your thumb like your toe.
Yep.
So this joint here that bends up.
Yep.
That's more important joint than the joint that bends down in the
gotcha.
Toe.
Okay.
Because and the reason so any break that involves the joint the joint further out in the toe, the one just more proximal than your nail, the one that you can bend your toe down, that's not a really important joint because you don't really need to bend your toe down.
Right.
At that joint.
Good point.
I tell people the only thing is to pick pencils up. otherwise, you really don't.
Ron's the life of the Christmas party at Concord Orthopedics. Yeah, just saying.
I try not to be.
Okay. So, all right. So you got the two bones in the big toe.
Because if you break the bone around a joint, it's usually going to be stiffer. So if that joint is stiffer, it doesn't really matter because you don't really need that mobility in that joint for much. So again, that's a break around there is another type of break that we don't really do a whole lot for. Because even if it's a little bit out of place, if we try to fix it and put pins in or little screws, you're going to end up with a stiff joint anyway. So most of the time, we'll just kind of leave it alone. We do worry about the nail. We do worry about the nail.
I had that fall off.
The nail will, a lot of times it will fall off.
Yeah.
You have a nail that grows funny.
Yeah.
Again, with toes, most people don't really care if they have a funny looking nail.
Yeah, no, that's true.
But big toe breaks hurt a lot more than the little toe breaks. And most of the time we'll put them into a removable cast for a few weeks for big toe break.
We're going to have to run. But let me ask, if I break a little toe, any of the toes, does that lead to an increased risk of arthritis down the road?
It can in the toe. Most of the time, arthritis in a toe joint doesn't really cause discomfort, so we don't really worry about it.
Okay. So what are you doing today?
Office all day.
All day?
All day.
Concord office, or are
Concord
you?
Concord office.
Okay.
Concord office.
Oh, nice. Not on the road today.
Not on the road
Good
today.
Good man. All right. Dr. Ron Resnick, Concord Orthopedics, and the Acute Injury Clinic going great?
Going strong.
Excellent.
Going strong.
Excellent. So swing on by, and if you need, if the bone's not sticking out, go see them. Go see the Acute Injury Clinic at Concord Orthopedics. You know where it is, 1-800-660-2672. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. We're taking a break. Back with more.
You're home for the Red Sox, the Bruins, and Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.